but until then I might as well wear it. I could never discard a perfectly good shirt, or even a perfectly awful one if it still fits and covers up my unsightly nipples. My cleaner has taken the executive decision to turn other old shirts of mine into dusters and car polishing rags, but I have expressly forbidden her ever to do such a thing to this one. It is the first shirt I ever bought specifically for TV appearances, and has now lasted so long and been to so many places around the world that it has become talismanic, like a raven at a historic building. I now take this shirt on every trip, even if I don't actually intend to wear it. For Top Gear's North Pole trip, I obviously had to pack a lot of noisy and unflattering cold weather protective clothing, but the shirt was in my rucksack all the same, to protect me. A shirt, I suspect, is a little like a cat that is allowed to go outside. There's always the risk that it will be run over, but if it survives the first 6 months, then it's wise enough to survive into old age. Some shirts live only for a few glorious weeks before they are cruelly snatched away by the unforgiving and indiscriminate hand of shirt fate. This shirt has already lasted for 6 years of almost uninterrupted use, so I reckon it will be with me until the end. At a rough guess, because even I'm not boring enough to keep a record of this sort of thing, this shirt has been washed and ironed over 500 times and has travelled at least 125,000 miles, or about halfway to the moon. Yet by my calculations, it is only one-third of the way through its projected life, which means it should last for another 12 years. But I can easily eke that out to 15. What really amazes me, though, is that until I saw the cover design for this book, I hadn't really considered the significance of the blue flowery shirt in the formation of my character. I now realise that I don't really have any sort of job at all. Only my shirt does. I am not my body. I am not even my mind. I'm merely the vessel that my shirt is wrapped around. And, as Oscar Wilde might have said, if this shirt goes, then so do I. I hope you enjoy the motoring adventures of the blue flowery shirt as much as my shirt enjoyed writing them. When I'm in power, there are going to be some changes around here, I can tell you. Maze Britain is going to be a better place to live. It's all a matter of passing some very simple and patently quite overdue laws. For a start, there will be strict penalties for any eating establishment that serves normal food in a bowl, and indeed for anyone who writes eating establishment instead of restaurant. Now, food in a bowl is quite acceptable if it's one of those one utensil, one implement meals. Some pastas, for example, chili con carne, cornflakes, stew, spam and beans. But anyone caught presenting pork chop and vegetables in something clearly intended for soup will go to prison for 1 year. Similarly, the proprietor of any local who arranges sausage and mash in an artful way, instead of forming the mash into a neat Mount Fuji and inserting the sausages into it in the style of the dandy, will be made to eat pizza and work in a municipal scullery until he or she renounces gastropubbery. No one can deny that this will make the country a better place. And it's not just about food. There's more from the field of retail. Recently, with a mate, I tried camping for the first time in many years. And, having disposed of my childhood tent long ago in a part exchange deal against some bicycle spares, decided to buy a new one. The man in the camping shop described the one I eventually chose, from a picture in a book, as a two-stroke, three-man tent. I believed him. He may have believed it himself. But once it was erected, it became quite clear that it was barely big enough for one normal bloke, or at a pinch two who like each other a lot. It tapered towards one end, causing unwanted intimacy, and was very low. Furthermore, the sleeping bag he sold me was also tapered, and quite patently based on a sleep deprivation torture designed by Chairman Mao to make political prisoners confess. Apparently, these features enhance the chances of survival in sub-zero temperatures and howling winds on the north face of a mountain. Yet the purveyor of tents must have known, when he saw me, that I was the sort of man who never imagined that a tent could be anything other than triangular in section, and who would assume that a sleeping bag would be rectangular. Fine. In Maze Britain, he will be allowed to continue selling such tents, but only after he has lived in one for 6 months. See? Some simple rules based on jeopardy will cure our society of many of its creeping blights while ridding it of the hideous spectre of liability-based legislation. I'm not going to concern myself with the funding of the health service, immigration or the housing crisis. I'll use the appropriate experts for these. I will just concentrate on those small nagging irritations that ruin our lives out of all proportion. Here's another one. A man outside my window has started using one of those petrol-engined leaf blowers. This is a truly fatuous piece of kit. The leaves are all over his garden because nature blew them there.